This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, with Tom Bosch, who's the Campaign Director.
Actually, the official title, John, is I'm the 2014 Sioux Empire United Way Volunteer Campaign Chair.
But you've been working with United Way for some time.
I have been. You know, I've been associated with United Way and a proud Heart Club member for 12 years and a supporter of their organization and what they do here in the Sioux Empire.
September 13th, it happens to be a lucky Friday.
It is lucky Friday, but absolutely.
About 600 business leaders and community members will get together for the kickoff. And I kind of like to talk about things before we get to that date so that people are more aware of things when they do get the kickoff coming up on the 13th of September about what the United Way is. And some people would say, well, they're busy, they're doing this and that, and they don't know what the United Way is, believe it or not. What would you describe the United Way if you were talking to somebody from Japan?
That's a great point. First of all, a lot of people, they hear United Way, and not necessarily here in the Sioux Empire, but, you know, before I came here to Sioux Falls, the United Way to me was, you know, Sunday football games. And you saw United Way and saw them advertising and promoting, helping kids, and that they did good things. And that's really all that I knew about them before I came.
Or it's an airline, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. There you go. So, but, you know, quickly after me moving with my family here 15 years ago, I learned that the Sioux Empire United Way really impacts lives of people across the whole entire Sioux Empire. And the Sioux Empire is the four county area, so Minnehaha, Lincoln, Turner, and McCook County, that make up our Sioux Empire area that we touch. And it really is an organization that partners, and I think partner is a great word, John. They partner with 47 agencies. There's over 90 programs, kind of partner programs as we call them, that they work with, and they help and they provide funding to these organizations so that they can operate and they can provide all of us here in the Sioux Empire with valuable services that make a difference in people's lives.
I can remember when they used to call, well, it was always kind of necessary to have some kind of what we used to call a community chest.
Yes. That's where it came from.
It was kind of a pool of money because there was always something there would be a need in the community sometime during the year, and they would kind of have a little pool of money that they would kind of raise each year for those needs.
Well, last year we had a total of, I want to make sure that I get this correctly, 30,000. So 30,000 people contribute to the Sioux Empire United Way, you know, through their gifts and investments is the word that I really like to use, investing in people and the resources. So 30,000 people that invest. It's interesting you mentioned the community chest in me taking on this role and educating myself. That's where the Sioux Empire United Way was born out of. It was the community chest before Sioux Empire United Way. There was a community chest and a group of business people and citizens that felt that there was a need here in the Sioux Empire, and they would come together and pool their dollars together in order to go ahead and help out everyone within, you know, those people that needed help within the community.
Well, out of those 30,000, quite a few of them donated over $500. It's a good sign of the community.
It is. It's no secret that Sioux Falls and the Sioux Empire, our economy just is very, very healthy. We're very strong from an economical standpoint. We share our resources and believe in sharing our resources and giving that. And that $500 is we call Heart Club. That's the Heart Club, and it's an opportunity that those that contribute 500 or more are part of the Heart Club membership. And we're just almost at 8,000. You know, our hope and goal is to break that 8,000 barrier of Heart Club members, which $500, that's a lot of money to contribute annually. Great thing with our Sioux Empire United Way is that $500, it can do a lot, but you take that and you multiply that times 8,000 people, there's a whole lot more that can be done collectively.
Well, 90 partner programs, 47 agencies. We're talking about a lot of things that are benefiting, especially the kids
in
the community. The goal last year was 9.8 million.
Yes.
Is it going to be approaching the 10 million mark, do you think?
I'm not going to give away the secret, but I will tell. That's what we want. We want all of the listeners out there to come to our kickoff that we have on September 13th. We're going to announce where the goal is. But yeah, we're going to be close to that. I will say and can give a little information, as and I think it's fair to say, my hallelujah goal that I would have would be to break the $10 million mark. And we have had a tradition of giving in the Sioux Empire that for 18 years in a row, we have obtained goal. And that does not happen by accident.
Well, it's a measure of the community as to what we do for others. And Sioux Falls, I think, ranks pretty high, I think, in United Way nationally.
They do. We, as a matter of fact, we rank number two per capita. So the total amount of giving in last year, our total giving that we had as a community was $9.8 million. And once again, not only Sioux Falls, that's a Sioux Empire. You take that, divide that by all the people, all the residents that live in that, and our giving is number two in the country, which we should all hold our heads up high for obtaining that. I mean, we're higher than Las Vegas. We're higher than Los Angeles, New York City. Our giving is second to Palm Beach, Florida, is actually, probably people are wondering, well, who's number one? Palm Beach, Florida is actually number one.
Well, like I say, it is a measure of the community. Some people might remember you, Tom Bosch, as the manager at the Holiday Inn for how many years?
Yes, I was down there for just almost 14 years before I joined Avera McKennan.
So if you look at the United Way as a business, $9.8 million raised this last year for 92 partner organizations, 42 agencies. That's quite an economic impact on the city, even, because that dollar goes many, many times.
Yeah, that dollar gets rolled over. And there's so many people in that are affected. One in three in our communities are affected directly and receive services from agencies that and partner programs that are funded through the Sioux Empire United Way. So we all know people that we work with each day, our neighbors that we're walking down the street downtown here, you know, they are receiving the benefits and benefiting from the Sioux Empire United Way.
You have over 1,000 volunteers that work with you all year, but only 11 staff. I mean, that's quite a business.
Yeah, it really is. And one of the areas that I'm most proud of that we do is, and you don't necessarily see this, and it's kind of a fear that people have, okay, I'm going to give my dollar. How much of my dollar is really going to go to make a difference to a system? And we have a high expectation. And you mentioned it. We have 11 staff, over 1,000 volunteers, and 90 cents of every dollar stays right here in the Sioux Empire. So, you know, 90 cents out of every dollar, that's a pretty high number. So our overhead that we have for administrative costs and running the campaign and that, very, very low of what really gets in the hands of those people that need those services.
And, you know, we say Sioux Empire, but we don't want people to think that's just Sioux Falls, because it is Lincoln, McCook, Miha, and Turner counties. That's
yes.
A pretty big area. I mean, if you were to go pheasant hunting in those counties, you'd have a lot of square miles to go hunting.
You would.
But that's 25 communities. I mean, we got Parker. I mean, list some of the other communities.
You know, yeah. I mean, you've got Parker, you've got T, you've got Lenox, you've got Del Rapids, you have Flandreau. You know, a lot of these communities that stretch beyond Sioux Falls and that, once again, are touched and impacted by it. You know, a good example of that is, you know, and it was one of our initiatives previously a couple years ago, was Feeding South Dakota in the backpack program. Mm-hmm. You know, that has, you know, it started out that there was a need, but then we had these other communities that said, we have a need in our community too. And it's just been amazing to see how they come together. I know there was one of the stories that I heard with that that occurred was a farmer that said, hey, I'm going to take my load of corn and I'm going to donate all of this corn, and any money I make from it is going to go to help fund the backpack program in my community. And I think that's a testimony to, as you mentioned, John, it's not just here. It's beyond, you know, beyond the city limits that those dollars and impact. And, you know, it's going to affect these, it affects people through these programs, young and old. You know, we've got a lot of youth programs that are funded, and but yet there's Meals on Wheels is one of our partner agencies that's going to our seniors. So everyone in all age gets affected. But mainly with the young people, these young people are going to move on. And our goal is always, we want to keep them here in South Dakota, keep them close by. But we know that they're going to stretch across the region, across the nation, across the world. And, you know, when you're helping them out and they realize that they're receiving these benefits through these agencies it really truly does what we do here, impacts the world with the people that go out.
One in three people listening right now are receiving a benefit of one type or another. The farmer that donated the corn, I guess you could say they're bringing in funds by the bushel.
Yeah, very true. Absolutely, absolutely.
But now Challenge Day is something that is coming up, and you've done a little bit, I know, in the spring. But for those who don't know, some school kids do, but for those who don't know, Challenge Day is a pretty big deal.
Challenge Day is a huge deal. You know, those younger people out there, actually, they're familiar with Challenge Day because Challenge Day has a portion of it is If You Really Knew Me. And from MTV, and those people that watch MTV, they actually took Challenge Day and that part of Challenge Day, and they made a show out of it that they did. But Challenge Day has been in existence for 25 years. It's based out of California. What Challenge Day, explaining it probably the easiest way, is it involves middle and high school age. They bring in these professional trainers. It can't be, it's very, very focused, John. It can't be a train the trainer. So trainers come into our community. Two of them will go ahead and they will work with middle and high school kids within the Sioux Empire. And the schools that have been involved in, and we did a beta test that was completed with West Central Middle School and Brandon Valley High School. They go in, the day is set up, it's one day, but it's so much more than one day. But one day, and the first activities that they do is they make it a little crazy. You know, the neat thing with Challenge Day is the parents, and you have 25 parents and volunteers and teachers, so 25 adults, and you have 100 kids, and they make it fun. There's dancing, being goofy and silly in that. Really, all of us to go ahead and to say and send the message, it's okay, and kind of break down some of the barriers that it's okay to open up. And they have shown that has the most effect. And then it really gets into some really deep personal issues that our young people are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And Challenge Day really breaks down barriers. It builds stronger relationships. It tells kids you're not alone with what you're dealing with, whether it be your appearance, whether it be that you're athletic, whether it be that you're in the band, whether it be that you're not in any activities at all. You make a difference, and you come to school each day, and you're part of our community. You have an experience that is that you experience and that you deal with each day, and it's an opportunity for them to really share with each other. And that's what happens as the day goes on.
Yeah, it's kids get gossip, teased, isolated, stereotypes, negative judgments. Really, they don't learn that what to do about that so much in class as what they do from these groups that the United Way supports.
Yeah, and that's very, very true. And what happens is that this is a vehicle for these kids, and through Challenge Day, and I had an opportunity. I just attended an event recently, Women Unite. Mm-hmm. And Women Unite is a group of, there's 800 women that come together. And Challenge Day was the initiative that was focused, and they had a young woman from that is a counselor at West Central Middle School, and then there was also two moms that came that were part of Challenge Day at Brandon Valley High School, and they shared their experiences, and it was impactful on what our young people are dealing with. And I think that one of the items that they do is that they do cross the line, and that involves, you know, if you've ever been made fun of or teased, once again, the way that you look, that you're, you know, that you're too skinny, that, you know, you're too fat. Have you been called names? How many of you are in a home that maybe isn't a safe environment, that are the are individuals where your parents have gotten a divorce, or that you don't feel safe? And they cross this line, and they look to their right, they look to their left, and they realize when they see their fellow classmates, and in some cases, the parents, the teachers, and they realize, I think for the first time, I am not alone. Other people deal with this. And it's very, very confidential. That's part of the agreement that all of these kids and parents and that make, because you're sharing personal things, but it's creating that environment that it's okay to talk about these things, and really creates a culture of empathy within the school.
Well, I know at the pilot at West Central in Brandon, they actually formed to be the change committees that carried this program through the whole year.
They do. And that's what I mentioned earlier. It's one day, but it's so much more than that. And they commit, these schools, you know, it's funded by the United Way to bring in these trainers. But the school, you know, they're having to get, you know, substitute teachers. They're having to commit to this. But it continues throughout a whole entire year. And the schools do not want to just let it be after one day and let's just go back to the way it is. So they involve programs again. And this was so successful in these two schools that they're bringing it back again. So, you know, the second week, for 2 weeks, these counselors are coming, the trainers from Challenge Day are coming in. They will be at Brandon Valley and West Central Middle School. And then they're also expanding it to, we've included Baltic and T area and also McCook Central. And some of the schools, you know, like Baltic, for example, I have the honor, I'm going to actually join them and I'm going to go through the Challenge Day with those students. Because of the size of their high school, every single student's going through. You know, at Brandon, they had picked 100 students to go through this program. So it's really exciting. And what we'll do is, by achieving the goal, we will be able to open it up for the campaign. We'll be able to open it up. So if any school says, I'd like to bring them in again, we'd say, wonderful. We'll bring them in, we'll pay for it. And then the school has that investment as well as committing to an ongoing, improvement within their schools.
All the more reason to meet that 2014 goal, because that's where you're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's going to impact more lives, and that's where it's really going to make the difference with these young people. That's going to carry on the rest of their lives.
Well, how do you decide what the goal is?
Well, it's really a detailed process that we go through. We have an allocation committee that's made up of 100 volunteers with the campaign. And this starts well before when we're deciding. And those 100 volunteers, they come together and the partner agencies come in and present. So they present the program that they are requesting funding for from the Sioux Empire United Way. So they, first of all, have to they have to show there's a need within our community. And they have to have a plan of how they're going to meet that need and how they're going to track if it is a successful program. And as well as they look at, is there any other areas that are already offering something like this? So this committee, this allocation committee, considers and they hear all of these reports from everyone when they come in and request for funding, and then they make the decision on if it necessarily there's a need and that there's a financial need as well. And we're pleased every year. We're really happy because what happens is that there are agencies and programs that the Sioux Empire United Way has funded at the beginning, and then they become self-sustaining and they say, we no longer need the funding. So they have to prove there's a financial need as well, that there is a need and that they can carry it out long-term as well. So there's a wide variety of things that are looked at through the allocation committee, but I think I best described is they're doing the due diligence for everyone in our community so that when I look and I'm considering giving a dollar, I know that this has been vetted out, they've been heard, and that there's a need that's been determined. And I don't have to go out personally to 47 agencies and hear what each of them do. So there's a lot of the work is done for you already, and you can give in confidence. And once again, it goes back to that 90 cents of every dollar goes to those, so you know that that's a great return on investment.
Well, 90 partner programs, 47 agencies. I'm not going to try and trick you into saying what the goal is yet. That'll be on September 13th.
That'll be on September 13th.
But so. Can you tell us, are there any new agencies that people need to know about that will be on the 2014 goal?
You know, that we have, there's not any that I necessarily want to mention today. I would encourage you once again to come out. And one of the other items that we offer that the staff puts together with these agencies, and the agencies absolutely love it, John, is that they offer tours that people can, well, I've never heard of this agency. What do they do? So the Sioux Empire United Way partners with them to offer tours for people to better educate themselves. And I, for one, am an individual that I won't say every year, but most of the years I try to get out to an agency that I'm not familiar with and have an opportunity to hear and listen to what they do and how they impact our community.
Well, 30,000 individuals you mentioned donated to Sioux Empire United Way last year. 7,800 of them gave $500 or more. But there's 700 local companies in Sioux Falls. That's a big percentage of the companies in Sioux Falls.
That really is. And we have, an amazing, amazing, generous corporate partners that believe in the Sioux Empire United Way, and companies that many of us, we know very, very well, we hear of left and right, but many of them as well that we don't know, we haven't heard of, that do something that we're not familiar with. Maybe they have 25 employees. So it's all of them in that 700 companies. I mean, that's a huge, huge number that come together with one focus and one goal, and that's to raise money to assist and invest in others and their well-being.
Well, the nice thing about that is they can take a little out of each paycheck and donate more than what they could out of their pocket for that one time. And they don't have to see it, makes a difference. And I guess, I'm sure you've been asked this before, but is it tax deductible?
Yes, your gift to the Sioux Empire United Way is 100% tax deductible, and you mentioned it, there's a variety of ways, and when we go through the campaign, there's some people that have the view, and many companies, and this is no small feat either, because it involves their payroll departments, and that they will go ahead and do payroll deductions that they can do. Some people say, I want to do a one-time gift, and they write the check or put the credit card number down right there, and they do the one-time gift. So, no gift is too small, and no gift is too big that we receive. They all make a difference collectively, and that's what's so neat about this, is that it's everyone coming together. And someone I really respect, Dave Rosenboom, with First Premier Bank. Dave was the campaign chair a few years, volunteer chair, as I am in now in that position. And I'll never forget Dave saying, my wife and I, we can help out and we make a gift to the Sioux Empire United Way and we can make a difference, the two of us. But boy, when you add that in with the other 30,000 people, we can make a transforming difference in the lives within our community.
Well, like we say, we talked about it coming from the community chest, but if there wasn't a United Way, you'd have these 90 partners and 47 agencies knocking on your door individually for donations.
You would.
The United Way takes care of all of that. You make one donation, it's tax deductible, and you're helping all of these agencies. And what are some of the, Tom, you've been in town for quite a few years and at the Holiday Inn and that too.
Yes.
Some of the main concerns, I guess, would be child care for people that have low income, rent, transportation, the Meals and Wheels like you talked about. But United Way is already helping in those areas.
Yeah, they are. I mean, those are great examples that you mentioned. Something that, we think of, and we maybe, those of us that, do have insurance, don't think twice about it. But one of the items that are in one of the partner programs is with Dakota Dental, and it's dental services, something that we need to go ahead and take care of our teeth. And part of the funding goes to those type of organizations as well, in once again making a difference in the lives. And it is, it's young, it's old. It's, you've got Active Generations, MB, YMCA, the Boy Scouts of America, you know, there's those programs out there, Volunteers of America, those that we're really familiar with, South Dakota Achieve, that have been there for a long, long time and make a difference. And the Sioux Empire helps that to occur and helps them to offer and expand their programs and their services that they offer, you know, day in and day out. And that's what's so neat, too, is that these agencies, they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They are there constantly, and they're tied in with those people that need those services. And, you know, I've thought a couple times, and it's just, you know, too much for my mind to be able to comprehend. If there was not the Sioux Empire United Way, as you mentioned, and we didn't have it, not only our time to have to try to decide where we're going to put our dollars, but what would be the effect? What would be the landscape of this place we call home if we didn't have the Sioux Empire United Way, you know, partnering with these groups in order to offer these valuable services that, you know, that make a difference?
Well, like taking the thorn out of the lion's paw.
Yeah.
That one thing makes a big difference in all the people around them, and how, you know, fixing a compacted tooth for somebody who couldn't afford it, it could be a lifetime changer for him getting employment or a job.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I think it's important, too, to remember that, you know, a lot of the Sioux Empire United Way, and we talk, and there is dollars involved, but and there's, you know, investments and gifts and donations that people make. But it's not only the dollars, it's the lives that they touch. And I would be remiss to not to mention is, it's not just about writing a check or doing a payroll deduction. Any of these agencies that we partner with throughout the Sioux Empire, they would say they need people to help. They need volunteers. They need somebody to maybe go and read a book to someone. They need someone to, you know, maybe sit at a nursing home with, you know, someone that's elderly that doesn't have a support staff, to spend a little bit of time talking with them. So there's the investment of our resources, very critically important, but not to forget the investment, you know, of our time as well, to spend with others and just helping them out. I mean, it's truly what I like to say, it makes the difference. And it's that, you know, something special that we have in our community and in our region. And I remember growing up, you know, farmers, what happened to the farmer? It's harvest time and the farmer breaks their leg. And I would see it time and time again. What ends up happening? All the farmers, or majority of them, will stop doing, and they'll not worry about their crop, and they'll go over and harvest those first. And taking care of, and I like to say, it's neighbors serving neighbors is really what it comes down to.
Barn building, as we called it.
Yeah.
In the Norwegian and German days.
Very true.
Well, Tom, a year from now, if I have you here at this microphone, what do you want to say you've accomplished?
Well, that we have impacted lives, that people that have entrusted us with their financial gifts, that we at the Sioux Empire United Way take that very seriously, that we'll be good stewards of the funds that they give to us, and then that we've achieved the goal that we have. And I feel confident with all of the volunteers and help that is going to go ahead and occur and happen. So, you know, a year from now, or about probably 5 months from now, a little bit less when the campaign gets wrapped up in that we've achieved all of the goals that we set forward. Most of all, it's really impacting the lives of other individuals through their gift to the Sioux Empire United Way.
Our time is up. Tom Bosch of the United Way kickoff, September 13th. You can be a philanthropist. You can be a volunteer. Call 211 for complete information. The helpline will give you
absolutely
all the
contact. And a great, great source of information is seuw.org. So SiouxEmpireUnitedWay.org. So seuw.org to pull up any information.
You can go to that right now. I want to thank you, Tom, for being with us on Forum.
You're welcome. Thanks, John.